Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. 5 years and 500 screenings later, filmmaker Chris Everett reflects on Wilmington on Fire, his first feature-length documentary on the Wilmington coup of 1898. The Laurinburg native says an uncle first brought the coup to his attention.
I got involved in the Wilmington story, I would say, when I used to come to Wilmington as a kid. But my uncle, he lived in Wilmington for about 8 years when I was, a young teenager. He was an RN, so he traveled around the country, and he spent some time in Wilmington, and Wilmington's like an hour and a half from Laurinburg. So my grandparents and I, we would come up to Wilmington almost every other weekend and spend time with him. Whatever city or town he would reside at for a while, you know, while he was working, he always would look up the local history there. He was a real big history guy. And so he would talk about, you know, the 1898 massacre and stuff like that. And so as I got older and wanted to do a film, you know, I would think about those things that he was talking about Wilmington. But what really inspired me to get more interested in the 1898 Wilmington massacre was when I saw John Singleton's Rosewood, and they did a special on TV about it. And then they talked about other racial massacres that have happened in the United States, and they mentioned Wilmington. And so that kind of made me go back to my childhood of, you know, talking with my uncle and remembering the things he used to talk about. And that really kind of triggered that thought in my mind to do something about this.
Chris is now raising funds to produce Wilmington on Fire Chapter 2, which will focus more on the legacy of 1898.
The second one is really about Wilmington today and some of the folks that are trying to do some amazing things to really try to reverse those 1898 effects, you know, that still kind of linger on the city. Whenever I would screen the first film, anytime I was screening outside of Wilmington, people will always have this perception of folks in Wilmington of making it seem like they weren't doing anything. They were just sitting back and not doing nothing. I'm like, no, that's not the case at all. You know, Wilmington is like a second home to me. Some great people doing some cool things. You know, you just don't know about it. And I said, you know, I have to tell another part to this and really show that people that are here are making a change and trying to make a difference and really trying to get Wilmington back to that 1897 era, you know, prior to the massacre. You know, it's a long road, but you have people that are trying to do that. And I think that needs to be highlighted.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with documentary filmmaker Chris Everett, who directed the widely screened Wilmington on Fire. The project is getting lots of major attention.
We have someone that Wilmington really loves and adores and is familiar with. We have Hillary Burton Morgan of One Tree Hill. She's going to be executive producing Wilmington on Fire Chapter 2. And, you know, so that's been a huge lift for the film. You know, she's a huge supporter of the first film and now the second one. So I'm just grateful, you know, for her to want to be involved and want to help out with this project.
So how'd you make the connection?
And she had actually told people to watch Wilmington on Fire. And so I got on, I didn't know she had, you know, told people to watch the film. So I got on my Instagram on my Wilmington on Fire account, and I saw like 200 people started following me all of a sudden. I was like, what are these people following me for? You know? And so I scrolled down and saw that she tagged me in a post, and I read it. I said, oh, cool. Hillary Burton knows who I am. That's great. You know? And so I hit her up. I said, hey, thanks for the support. I really appreciate it. And then she hit me back, and then I hit her back, and then we just exchanged info and then just kept talking, you know, ever since. And then she invited me to come on her Instagram live talk that she does from time to time. And we had a great conversation, you know, on Instagram Live. And we had like about 300,000 people, you know, watching it. And ever since then, you know, she's been helping out and wanting to support what I'm doing with the film and really telling this history as well. So that's how we kind of connected.
Dr. Julianne Malvo, a noted economist, also gave the film a thumbs up.
We were the only film that was mentioned during that whole congressional hearing on reparations. And she urged everyone to watch Wilmington on Fire. And she really highlighted the 1898 massacre as, you know, part of the case for reparations.
So what can our listeners do to support Wilmington on Fire Chapter 2?
You know, we got to August 26th to raise 30 grand. You know, we're close to 17,000 right now. We at least got to get to 80%. So we at least got to get to 24,000 where we can actually keep the money that we raised. If anybody can support, you know, hit us up, WilmingtonOnFire.com, and people can go to SeedandSpark.com to donate as well.
Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.